Hello, Carroll County. This is Kenny Kyler, Carroll County Commissioner, District 2, Finksburg, Hampstead, and Manchester. I love Carroll County, all of it, and I love those areas in particular. We're almost 3 years, over 2.5, into this job, completed 3 budgets, and I always like to start and end saying I need your input. My cell phone number is 443-986-1458, or you can email me at kkyler@carrollcountymd.gov. We're updating the master plan. I think I mentioned that a month ago. Subcommittees are meeting now, and it's very important, and it's very important to have your input. Everybody's been talking about MPRP. FERC, the Energy Regulation Commission, and PJM, who are supposed to control the electric and the grid in 13 states, haven't done a very good job. So now PSEG has been contracted to run a transmission line through the middle of Carroll County. They're now have filed their second federal lawsuit against homeowners to get permission to go onto their properties. Just following this second lawsuit, Stop MPRP is going to do a drive-in outside field meeting with select farmers and landowners tomorrow, Saturday, July 19th at 3 p.m. at Frank and Vanessa Vlick's property, which is New Windsor, Maryland. They've held similar meetings before, and this will be a field-type meeting. Joanne Frederick, who has managed this group quite well, hopefully will be there, and I think the New Windsor mayor and possibly Commissioner Vigliotti from Carroll County will speak there also. Please pay attention to it. If you don't have time to go there, at least try to follow them on social media or see what you can do. A lot of people are affected by this, and my humble opinion, if we could better manage our energy production in the state of Maryland and be more realistic about fossil fuels, natural gas, nuclear energy, and I'm not against solar, I'm not against wind, although it's very inefficient in Maryland, they aren't the answers. We need to modify the answers, just like I've argued electric vehicles aren't the answer. Hybrid vehicles probably are, and there's a lot of things we can do. Speaking of energy, the solar on ag is still going around. We've talked about it. We fought some stuff. We haven't been real successful with the outcome in some of our fights, but I want to caution everybody. I think one of the judges had some conflicts in scheduling or illness, and there was a substitute judge and a couple meetings canceled. Please don't think that because they're modifying the schedule that we're winning. I think it's more of a matter of schedule, and we need to keep fighting. Budget process complete, but it's always ongoing. It seems like every meeting we're approving purchases. And of course, and I hope everybody understands, we're in a year that ends and starts July 1st. So in June, there were a lot of catch-up items from the last budget. So a lot of items on the agenda that maybe dragged all year, maybe were hard to get accomplished, but we wanted to get them done in that fiscal year. And so there are a lot of items that went on then, but 99% of them were all in the budget and all planned. That's just how the timing worked. Now we're into the new year, so we're starting approving contracts, approving contract change orders, and a lot of things that's starting in the new year. A little bit on the last couple weeks, what we've done since my last podcast. CCPS got a waiver for a blueprint, and it's much needed, and it'll really help the school system, but it's only a waiver. MACO and AIB are working together on blueprint moving forward. I was involved with a virtual meeting yesterday, and I think everybody recognizes blueprint started, blueprint's the law, my humble opinion, probably a bad law, but it seems like AIB and talking to MACO, they recognize there's 24 jurisdictions, none of them are alike. You can't just treat them all the same. One of the things I've learned in my life in construction and development is there are people that think if you throw money at something, you make it all better. That's not the answer, rarely the answer. And they could just about break Maryland with Blueprint trying to throw money at education. I won't mention other jurisdictions, but I think Carroll County, we've increased their budget every year, except during COVID. And I think the taxpayers are spending 45%+ of their tax dollars on the school system. And it's run lean, but it's running well with pretty good results. We're never happy. We always want them better, but pretty good results. And I think you can look at other jurisdictions where they've thrown money at the problem and it hasn't made them any better. So we need to know that. Another thing on money I'd like to mention, this week the Board of Education approved the first step with the charter school. And a charter school, it's a very good active committee. They've modeled themselves after other charter schools and they've been pretty aggressive and been moving. And yes, it's school choice, and there's a lot of good things about it. I think they're going to learn that the curriculum is not as free. It's a little more controlled than they probably plan it to be, but it'll be interesting to see how that develops. There's a lot of guys outside of that group really celebrating that charters come into Carroll County. I just want everyone to understand, and by state law, the Board of Education could not take into consideration the money that charter would cost and the funds available for it. By law, that's not a factor in approving it. But that charter school, that one charter school, is probably going to cost the taxpayers of Carroll County about $4 million a year because Carroll County Public School System furnishes the teachers, the administrators, and a lot of things for it. Now, one of the things that can make that a little bit less, maybe, if we gain students for that charter school that aren't in the current system, because the state does give CCPS funds for each student. So if we add students, we'll get some funds. If we don't, if it's just kids from other Carroll County schools that go there, it's going to cost us about $4 million. And I just think people need to understand what things cost and are they worth it or not. And maybe, probably, this is worth it, but it's still $4 million of taxpayer money that's going to go into it. Last week, I had the Transit Advisory Council. Things are going well with our transit in Carroll County. A couple of the areas are way up, and we probably need to add some lines and some stops. A couple areas are down, and they need to evaluate why and adjust that. One of the exciting things that's happened in the past week, Governor Moore decided that Commissioner Rothstein would be appointed as the new Secretary of Veterans Affairs. And that's awesome. That's great for Carroll County. It's great to see somebody from Carroll County who's going to continue to live in Carroll County be on the governor's cabinet in Annapolis. We've had some guys from Carroll County who were on the governor's staff, some very senior on that. And that's great, but it's great to see Commissioner Rothstein as a Secretary of Veterans Affairs. Now, that creates an opening for a commissioner. To be eligible to fill that opening, you need to be a resident of Carroll County for at least a year, a resident of District 5, the Eldersburg area, for at least 6 months. The process will be put out next week by the Carroll County Republican Central Committee on exactly how they're going to do it. But by law, the Carroll County Republican Central Committee has to submit one or more candidates to the governor. The governor then has 15 days to say, no, I don't agree. Yes, I appoint one of the people submitted or try again. And in the past, all those things have happened. I'm sure the Republican Central Committee is going to take applications, do interviews. They do not take their responsibility lightly, but there was some confusion. I heard that the commissioners get to pick and this happens, that happens. Well, that's not the system for replacement, and this is. Economic Development, who does a great job in Carroll County, had Tom Barkin, the head of the Federal Reserve for Richmond, Virginia, in the county office building this week. We, the commissioners and a few others, had breakfast with him and talked for about an hour and a half. I think that breakfast started at 8 a.m. I think they were still together at 7 or 8 p.m., meeting all day with different groups throughout the county, discussing different things. We got to learn a lot about the Federal Reserve and what they think is the future with the U.S. and some money. But also, they were here to learn about Carroll County and what the businesses here need. So that's great. Saturday, June 12th, Reckon Parks had a car fest at the Farm Museum. That was super. 137 cars, I think, so much bigger than last year, and a great event. On Thursday, the HR had employee service recognition breakfast, and that was a great event, and it's amazing with Carroll County and Carroll County employees, which we all recognize how valuable they are, but we've had some here as much as 40 and 45 years. Some retire at 30 and 25. Some decide they want to move on to other government or private industry, but a lot of them do stay until the end. The other activity I want to mention, the ARC, had a groundbreaking for two houses in Westminster. The land, those two lots, were given to ARC by Carroll County, and they're working on developing them as fully accessible houses, and I just think that's awesome for the community. Don Rao does a great job with the ARC, and they're one of the other jewels of Carroll County. Mako's had a couple other meetings. MDE Secretary McElwain visited Carroll County also. They toured around the county, had a great day, and ended it with meeting with us and talking about things going on. Last thing I want to say is our volunteer fire companies. Don't think because there's an EMS that's county paid that they don't need their fundraisers, their bingos, their Queen of Hearts, and their various drawings and their carnivals. And this year's been a tough year for them. Manchester, the parade was canceled, and I think at least one of the carnival nights was canceled due to weather. That makes it tough on them making money. Please support our volunteer fire companies and help them all you can. Again, I want to stress our positive relationship with Annapolis. Governor Moore picking Commissioner Rothstein as a secretary and a cabinet member shows that Carroll County is not forgotten in Annapolis. Summer Mako's August in Ocean City. We're setting up meetings with various secretaries, and there's some great sessions there. Hopefully I'll come back a little smarter than I went. And again, elected in District 2, Finksburg, Hampstead, Manchester. Over 30 months on the job so far. Hopefully I'm still learning. And I have filed to run for a second term, so hopefully I get to do this for 4 more years. I love Carroll County, need your input. Please call me or email me. Thanks a bunch, and I'll talk to you again in about a month.